الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون صدق الله العظيم. Most respected friends and elders, the life in the system of this world has been created and made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that every person generally and sometimes a group of people would face some sort of difficulty, some sort of trial and some sort of adversity. Sometimes the difficulty and adversity is isolated to a single human being. For example, someone suffers a stroke, an illness. Someone suffers his own financial asset, property, business, etc. Sometimes it's a community that suffers together with a storm, with an adversity, with an earthquake, etc. So the system and the nizam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been such that as far as the believer is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always test him. The test could either stem outwardly in as far as the dunya is concerned, the world is concerned. And sometimes the test could be in regard to one's iman and spiritual life. حسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do people think that they'll say آمنا, we brought iman, we have accepted one Allah and we have accepted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be the last true and final messenger of Allah Ta'ala, and whatever the tenets of faith and iman require us to do, we have accepted that. And أحسب الناس أن يتركوا, now they will be left out, they'll be left, no test and tribulation will come to them. Allah Ta'ala is telling us that most definitely you will be tested. Whether it's to do with the world, whether it's to do with your iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem have offered us various solutions, have offered us various advices, through which one can navigate through these challenges and sometimes even avoid these challenges. So the first thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst many others, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst many other advices, one of the things that has been advised to us is to follow the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us. Follow the path of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and stay away from any other path besides the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay away from any path that takes you away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And stay away from that which will cause or bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, ijtinabul ma'asi, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I will submit myself totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will submit myself and surrender and subdue myself to the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My lifestyle should be in accordance to the Mubarak Sunnah and lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Insofar as my capacity is concerned, I will stay away from sin. And if I slip, if I make an error and I make a mistake, I will resort to istighfar. I will resort to tawbah. I will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ijtinabul ma'asi, a person stays away from sins. When a person stays away from sins, he stays away from a lot of adversities and problems. Just yesterday, a brother came to see us at the Jamiat office. And he says he has a heavy problem, big problem regarding some debts. So we asked him, we spoke to him, what is the problem? He said, I used to go play football with my friend. After we played football, we used to sit and talk. My friends were chatting about forex trading, online trading, etc. They were making a big buck, a quick buck. Overnight they made a lot of money. They were going for coffee, they were going for this, they were going for that. I also got roped in, I started doing the same. I had 120,000 rand saved aside. I thought I'll do the same. At that time it never appeared to him, let me seek advice, is this permissible, not permissible, advisable, not advisable in Sharia, etc. And he gained some money after a little while. And then after some time he started losing his money. Eventually he went and he plans that I need this, I need that, started taking out debts. And these are his own words. He says, one lie after the other, I started getting caught up. And now I'm in a deep hole. I'm in a deep hole. So a person gets caught up in sins. A person gets caught up in disobedience. A person gets caught up in the masiyat. And a person doesn't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istinabul ma'asi, to stay away from sinning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that a person stays away from sin, he stays away from many problems. Now this man here, he started with one thing, he gained something, but he put himself in 200 other problems. One lie after the other, one lie after the other, now he can't manage. The story shouldn't reach his father. If it reaches his father is over 60, what will happen to him? He got three sisters that are unmarried at home, supporting them with their madrasa, school, etc. And now he put himself in a situation like this. Simply because there was no ittiba' sunnah. There was no ittiba' and following of whether I know these masail or not pertaining sharia and these business transactions. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, during his reign of Khilafat, he used to go to the marketplace. And if he saw anybody that's new in the marketplace, he used to first examine them and question them whether they know the masail of deen or not. And if they never knew the masail pertaining business, they had to close shop and come to the masjid. They had to learn from other sahaba radiallahu anhum what are the laws regarding business and trade and commerce. So istinabul ma'asi, to stay away from sins. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُصِيبُ بِالذَّنْبِ or وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُحْرَمُ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُ. That a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprives him from some wealth because of a sin that he may have committed. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُحْرَمُ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُ. That for committing a sin, for committing Allah wa ta'ala, his rosy is taken away. When we say rosy and sustenance, what comes to our mind? My salary, my paycheck, my investment, my property, my assets. No. It is also sweetness in salah. It is also salah itself. It is happiness and peace within our homes. Seeing our children smiling, obedient, that is all the rosy and sustenance as well. Sometimes you find a person complaining that my child doesn't listen to me. My child is disrespectful to me. How many times I explained to him, he just doesn't want to understand. This girl is not right for him. This business is not right for him. etc. But he just doesn't understand. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيْرِزْقِ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُ. That is also rosy, that is also sustenance. Peace of heart, happy home, happy wife, happy life, etc. All of that comes with ita'at, with the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and ijtinabul ma'asi, staying far away from sins. And if a person sins, we are human, we are prone to err, we are prone to make a mistake. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also showed us the path, that if you make a mistake, you make an error, you disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, istighfar and tawbah. That is the second thing. So the first is tinabul ma'asi, obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and far away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, hold on firm to istighfar and tawbah. Continuously, we perform our salah. What a great amal, what a great deed, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises such a beautiful dua. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant, faghfir li maghfiratan min indik. At the end of our salah, we are telling Allah that we have oppressed ourselves because we haven't fulfilled the right of performing salah in the best way possible, because of our shortcomings. Yet in the salah also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is the dua I teach you, that read this after Durood Ibrahim in salah. After salah is completed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite takbir, and thereafter istighfar. The example in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, that more than 70 times, more than 100 times, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is engaged in tawbah and istighfar. And what is even more easier for us is to learn Sayyidul Istighfar. Sayyidul Istighfar is the master, the king of all the istighfar, the leader of all the istighfar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who reads Sayyidul Istighfar once in the morning, once in the evening, and he happens to pass away during that morning or during that evening, that person will be granted entry into Jannah. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء لك بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. We will teach our children the names of so many kuffar, football teams, cricket teams. They will know the whole lineup. But let us also learn Sayyidul Istighfar. Stay away from that which brings the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidul Istighfar. In the morning once, in the evening once. We are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are telling Allah that you are our Rabb. We are your servants. خَلَقْتَنِي, you are the one that has created me. And I will try my best to fulfill my promise with you. So a constant reminder in the morning and evening that, Ya Allah, you are my Rabb, I am your servant. You have created me, I will try to fulfill my oath, my promise with you. I acknowledge that I have been given so many bounties by you. And I also acknowledge that I'm sinful. But, faghfirli, you love to forgive, Allah, forgive me. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Whose door can I knock at? مالي سوى قرعي لبابك حيلة فلئن رددت فأي باب أقرع. I can only knock at your door. If you send me away from your door, whose door am I going to go to? سيد الاستغفار. So اجتناب المعاصي, staying far away from sins. And secondly, استغفار. If we can't learn استغفار, سيد الاستغفار, then at least three times in the morning, three times in the evening, أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a person who reads three times in the morning this istighfar, three times in the evening this istighfar, his sins will be forgiven even if they are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. The ocean is right near. We see how much of foam there is in the ocean just at that one area that we are standing. Person may sin in a day, 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 100 times. But are his sins equivalent to that foam in the ocean? Most likely not. A simple istighfar. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. If we can't do that much also, then at least after we read our salah, astaghfirullah, 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 3 times. So istighfar, tawbah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many benefits, so many virtues of istighfar. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, anxiety will be taken away from you. Allah ta'ala will open his rosy and sustenance for that person. From avenues that he can't even think of. And whatever problems and difficulties he has, Allah ta'ala will remove them too. Allah ta'ala grants a person, the Quran Kareem mentions, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. The heavens will open up, you will get your sustenance through the farming, plowing crops, etc. ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. Wealth and children will come to you. ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. You'll see beautiful lush gardens, you'll see beautiful streams and rivers. ما لكم? What's the matter? لا ترجون لله وقارا. Do we not have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the most great, He is the most powerful, He is the most merciful too. So we stay away from sins, we make istighfar too. Number 3, dua. Make an abundance of dua. Opportunity, we get a chance, we lift our hands. We don't need to lift our hands to make dua from our heart as well. Dua. Dua is such a powerful tool. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Dua is the weapon of a believer. Today we find, unfortunately, many a Muslim looking for insurance, security, protection, etc. This premium, that premium. The spiritual insurance that we can get is in dua. One is the masnoon duas, and one is duas turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. He who does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with him. Therefore, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must make dua. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs. Person might say, no, I'm very well set, my business is okay, my home is fine, my children are set, I'm okay, I don't need to make dua. What dua I need to make? The uncle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to him, what dua can I make? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Salullah al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ask Allah ta'ala to pardon and forgive all your sins and ask him for afiyat. What is afiyat? Allah ta'ala gives a person and keeps a person with afiyat. It means that all sorts of tragedy, problems, evil, in as far as dunya is concerned, in as far as his physical being is concerned, Allah ta'ala will save him from that. Afiyah in the grave, Allah ta'ala protects a person from the punishment of the grave. Afiyah in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects a person from the punishments and torments of the day of Qiyamah. Are we not in need of all of that? Afiyah is a very, very comprehensive word. It is a small word, but it's comprehensive. It has great meanings to it. And as far as our health is concerned, wealth is concerned, property is concerned, children, spouse, everything. Afiyah, barakah. Afiyah, barakah. Can we not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that? Can we not speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a death on iman? Dua is very important in the life of a Muslim. Unfortunately, that realization only comes to us when the tragedy and calamity comes. Dua is such a thing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised, make dua. Dua is a means of the elevation and protection from evils, from harm, from problems, from adversities and calamities. Person makes dua, Allah ta'ala becomes happy with that person. Make it a habit to make dua after salah. Before salah, while we're waiting for salah to commence. On the day of Jumu'ah, on a Friday, make it a habit to come early for Maghrib or sit between Asr and Maghrib in the masjid, engage in dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His treasures. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever we want. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever good we desire in this world. And one of the most important things for us is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the protection and hifazat of our iman, our children, our progenies to come. With the fitna and the trial that is out there, that is coming on our iman, the iman of our children, the iman of our communities. How many a times that fitna comes, it comes into our families, it's never seen, and later on in life, that person sometimes, na'udhu billah, also becomes murtad. Sometimes we give our children the free will to do something, to study something, to go somewhere, to have whatever friendship and companionship they want. How many a mother is crying today, my child is a murtad? Just 1 week after Eid, or 2 weeks after Eid, a mother came. My son is a murtad. He's made a group on Facebook against the Muslims. He openly speaks against Allah, against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because today the importance that we give is to secular education, to get a degree. But we have forgotten iman. We have forgotten the maktab. We have forgotten iman, we have forgotten the maktab. There is no mudhakara of iman in the home. 2 weeks ago, around about also, was Father's Day. So my son also goes to the school. They had Father's Day. I went, I attended. So the children were playing. One child tells his father that I want to go to so-and-so place. I want to travel. Like so-and-so person. So what was the father's answer? A four-year-old child, the father is telling the child, but you need money to do it. You don't need money to do it. You need Allah. We are not teaching our children Allah. We are not teaching our children Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the very small age, from the very young age, if the child is growing up, you need money to do it. No, it is not the money that does it. It is Allah that does it. This is the worry and concern, the du'as that we should be making. The conviction should be in Allah, that Allah is the one that will protect us. Allah is the one that will give us. So dua. And the fourth thing that we do, sadaqah and charity. Our sadaqah, our charity will be our shade, our cloud on the day of Qiyamah. Our sadaqah, our charity is a means of gaining shifa from illness, from sickness. دَعُوا مَرَضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ وَالدُّعَىٰ Dua and sadaqah, through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviates sicknesses and illnesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when a person gives sadaqah and charity for his pleasure, for his sake. One is compulsory zakat, compulsory sadaqah, that is on his place. But over and above that, how much of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we enjoy. Our eyes that we see for free. Our ears, Allah ta'ala gave us the faculty of hearing for free. Can we not repay Allah ta'ala by giving him a beautiful loan? And giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving a needy family member, a needy community member, a needy Muslim, someone we know that is in need, if we cannot do it ourselves, be a means that somebody else can assist and aid that person. In whatever capacity we can, trying to give sadaqah, charity for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, by bringing these actions into our lives, it's tinabul ma'asi, staying away from sins. Abundance of tawbah and istighfar. Dua, sadaqah and charity. Allah ta'ala will give us prosperity in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from evils, from harm, from adversities and calamities. Allah ta'ala will give us a peaceful life. Such that a life that is filled with what we call afiyah. A life that is filled with rida bil qada. That no matter what happens after this, I will enjoy the adversity regardless of going through the pain. It will become enjoyment. It will become happiness. That I'm happy with what Allah has done for me. Allah Ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq and ability. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make us amongst all of His pious and beloved servants and those at whom He is happy with. Ameen wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.